Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan, and as promised, it's time to give away Wizards tickets. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to see the Wizards with a friend. We're giving you a pair as they take on the Atlanta Hawks Tuesday, November 25th at Capital One Arena, 1 week from today. Close out the NBA Cup with the Wizards at Cap One Arena. The team will don their City Edition uniforms, plus the first 10,000 fans are going to get Bub Carrington designed pajama pants, courtesy of the Washington Wizards.
Are you a pajama guy or a pajamas guy?
Pajama. I said pajama.
You say pajama.
Go put your PJs on. Go put your pajamas on. I say pajamas.
You say pajamas?
But there, I mean, I think we know because I just read it
you
naturally.
You said pajama pants.
Singular, I go pajama pants. But if that's weird. If I'm telling my kid to go put their PJs on, I say, go put your pajamas on. By the way, I mean, Bub Carrington designed pajama pants. Like, what is that giveaway? That's amazing.
That is unique. That is unique.
But, like, the Nats, it's like bobblehead or this. Like, the NBA, man, we're giving away pajama pants to players.
The association.
He wears them all the time. That's, like, his thing. He wears pajama pants everywhere.
Really?
Now, does he wear pajama pants?
No, pajamas.
There we go.
Do we think it's definitely pajama?
I don't have a definitive.
Is this a 6-in-1, half dozen in the other? Or is there a right wrong here?
I don't know the answer. I have definitely heard both, but the pajama is very. I feel like that's. I couldn't point to the region, but that's like if you're very nasally Wisconsin, put your pajamas on.
Right.
It's like that, you know.
We're brought to you by the law firm Kondorian Murad.
These guys are the best. Let them help you. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration, pajama pants. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Let's get you to the Beltway Blitz. And we'll start you off on the ice. Katie Florio of the Capitals Radio Network. Katie, do you say pajamas or pajamas?
I say pajamas. I know I was sitting here on hold waiting to come, and I was contemplating myself listening to that whole thing. I think you say pajamas.
Okay. I think I do, too, which makes it weirder that I said pajama. But apparently it's somewhere in there. If I just broke that
one out, around, yeah.
Then it's an option. Katie Florio's with us on our Beltway Blitz. All right, Katie, Alex Ovechkin scored last evening. The Capitals get a 2-1 win.
I think, you know, he's a streaky player, and you can tell when he starts to feel himself. And I think right now it's pretty safe to say that Alex Ovechkin is feeling himself. Great to see the 3 goals in the last 4 games for him. But I think a lot of it has stemmed from putting Connor McMichael back at wing. I think the chemistry we are seeing between Ovi and McMichael is something that, you know, obviously – wasn't there when McMichael for the early part of the season was playing center so much. And, you know, he's going up against guys like Braden Point and having to defend. But I think for both of them, it's been a natural progression. And over the past few games, positive steps in the right direction. One is feeding off of the other and vice versa. And so really, really happy with obviously what we're seeing from Ovechkin. But I think McMichael being playing up on the wing with him has a huge hand in that too. And hopefully it's only a matter of time before Mikey breaks out as well.
Yeah, you referenced it, a little bit of the line shuffling. What can you tell us?
Well, we saw a lot of it. That was just one example. You saw Hendrick Lapierre and Ethan Frank reunited again. Of course, their familiarity goes back to the Hershey days, the years that they spent down there together. So I think that was a seamless transition. That moves Nick Dowd up to the third line last night. I think Brandon Duhaime was joking that he doesn't think they've been separated since Duhaime got to the Capitals two seasons ago. But Justin Sortif, where was he? You know, center now, second line center. So just a lot of moving parts and still a lot of shuffling. Nothing's going to stay the same, obviously, or you know, is permanent. But I think last night was a game that you build upon. It was another great defensive effort as well. I think Alexei Protas is a guy, too, that Carberry said yesterday. He feels like he's fighting it a little bit. We know what Protas is capable of doing. He's getting the shots. He's getting the looks. It's just a matter of time before one goes in for him, and then it's finally a trickle effect. But I like what Carberry and the coaching staff has kind of experimented with the past few games, and I think it's translating on the ice as well.
Katie, as far as the low goal total allowed for them this season, how much of it is their system, the structure, the defense versus actual goaltending? Because they've been elite in that area.
They certainly have. I think that's a little bit of both. You know, obviously I'll start with Logan Thompson, who he continues to play the way he is. I don't understand how his name is not on Team Canada's roster for the Olympics. He has been lights out, and it's not just the numbers. It's the saves he makes, the high danger chances, how athletic he is as a goaltender. And so that's obviously been one area. But the defense has been really solid as well. And newly named assistant head coach Patrick Weller, of course, is in charge of them this series, been with them the whole season, but now just officially comes over. And we talked to him on the Caps Radio Network recently, and he just raved about just the solid group they were as a whole. You know, you have guys on it like Matt Roy and Rasmus Sandin, who maybe aren't the flashiest, but they get the job done. They play the defensive way they're supposed to play, very responsible. And so it's been a really bright spot, even going back to, you know, when the Capitals were kind of in that rough patch that just doesn't get talked about enough, in my opinion.
Caps have points in 3 of 4. They've got the Edmonton Oilers coming to town tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You can hear the game right here on The Fan, and Katie will be part of the pregame show with John Walton, Ken Sabourin, starting right around 6:45 or so on The Fan. Katie, thank you. We appreciate you.
Yep, no problem. Talk soon.
All right. We will keep it moving on the Beltway Blitz.
Andy Bitter joins us from Tech Sideline to break down what was a pretty big deal yesterday for the Virginia Tech Hokies. James Franklin, all but committed here. What can you tell us, Andy? How did they land this big fish?
I think it was just perseverance. It sounds like the committee was on him pretty quickly after, you know, fired from Penn State, and, you know, he became their number one target pretty much early on. They pressed and pressed and wanted to get this thing done early, eventually got it done fairly early. November 17th is still pretty early in a coaching search. And, you know, I think it's a good marriage here. A guy who knows the Mid-Atlantic, recruits this area well, proven winner in the past, and a Virginia Tech program that, you know, needs to get back to some base level of competency here.
How good of a hire is it?
I think it's really good. I mean, when they fired Brent Pry, Virginia Tech, that is, James Franklin was the head coach of the number two team in the country, coming off a season where he made the college football playoff semifinals and was 2 minutes away from making the championship game. This coach would never have been thought to have been available to Virginia Tech earlier this season. So the fact that they came away with this coach in the long run here, I think it's, you know, a little bit of fate that happened. Like, you know, a coach like this doesn't happen all the time. And then the situation was just right, you know, fit his profile, where he's recruited in the past, you know, this infusion of cash coming into the program here from the Board of Visitors. I think there's a lot of things to like about it, and I think it should work well.
You mentioned that infusion of cash. How sustainable is that? In other words, let's say for the sake of argument that Franklin, you know, year one, the results aren't necessarily there yet, right? Does that valve get shut off, or do you think this is now this is who Virginia Tech is in terms of that flow of money, and they're committed to a longer haul approach.
I think they're committed to a longer haul. I honestly think that, you know, originally I kind of wondered how they're going to get to the 230, and, you know, they earmarked $30 million of that each year in donations. Like, well, that's a pretty big ask on top of your typical donations that you have. But now that you get somebody like Franklin in here, I think that really, you know, juices things for the boosters here. I think people want to open up their pocketbooks for a coach like that who, you know, really has excited the fan base in this last 24 hours here. So I would imagine the donations are rolling in right now. I think they'll have a pretty good war chest here, NIL-wise and otherwise, to hire staffs that, you know, success comes as a result of investing in a program like that. So I think it'll be really interesting to watch here in the next couple of years. I think it might work.
Andy Bitter on the Hokies. I want to drill down a little more on Franklin's end game. If it goes well here, I mean, how quickly would he be a candidate at one of the top programs in America? And what do you think his interest is in climbing back to that level?
You know, it's tough to say at this point. You know, who knows if he gets rolling here at Virginia Tech, if he just likes it and enjoys the spot, or if he has ambitions to jump back to a bigger program. I think if I'm Virginia Tech, I don't really worry about that. I just want a coach to come in and give me my program back, right? Kind of like Buzz Williams did in basketball. I think a lot of people knew that Buzz Williams wasn't a long-haul coaching hire for the basketball team, but got him to the Sweet 16 one year and really gave Duke all a run for its money that one year with Zion Williamson. And they got a basketball program back. And yeah, Buzz Williams moved on somewhere else, but I think that's a fair trade-off. So I don't think in this era you can look at these coaches in terms of, you know, 10 years or anything like that. You know, give me a couple good years and then see where you're at that point. And if Virginia Tech's winning games again, I don't think people really care.
What's a realistic expectation within the first couple of years here that we're talking about?
I think the expectation the first couple of years is to be an ACC contender pretty quickly. I mean, look at who's at the top of the ACC right now. It's not Clemson and Florida State and Miami. It's Georgia Tech and Virginia and Pittsburgh and SMU. I mean, this is not an insurmountable conference here that they did. Oh, there's just no way you can win this league. No, it's there for the taking right now. All these sort of top tier programs are scuffling along. Virginia Tech, historically being one of them, is right in that mix there. Has not been playing great lately. So, you know, with the transfer portal and all the money being thrown around right now, I don't think you can sit here and say it's going to take 3 years. I think it needs to be a pretty quick turnaround for people to get a return on investment here.
Andy, thank you. Very, very good info. Huge day for Virginia Tech. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you,
Got
man.
It. Be good. Let's talk NFL ball locally. And to talk about the Commanders, we've got Bill Jacory, Krosky Merritt with us on Grant and Danny on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Bill, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the States from Madrid. How are you?
What's going on? Doing good. How you doing?
We're good, buddy. How was the trip, man? First time out of the country. That's cool, right?
Yeah, first time out of the country. It was good. It was a great trip all around.
Game could have been a little better if you guys would have finished what you started, but you were in this one. End up losing in overtime, 6 straight L's. Give us an idea of how you felt like things went offensively in this game.
I feel like things were pretty smooth, but it's like the small. It's like we just got to capitalize on the things. I mean, we just got to capitalize better, and it would have been like a totally completely different game. So it was like just us, like just showing ourselves in the feet and a foot, and like give credit to Miami. They came out and played hard, but we just can't make a lot of mistakes in moments like that.
What was the week of practice when you guys were abroad there in Madrid like? It seemed, we saw some videos, but obviously we're not there, but it seemed like guys were upbeat, having a lot of fun, and you know, trying to get themselves ready. It's kind of a nice team bonding trip. What was the week of practice like?
No, the week of practice was good. We had energy like every day we came out there, and it was great just to be in another environment, just doing what we love. And I mean, I feel like we prepared well all week.
Bill Krosky Merritt, weekly appointment on Grant and Danny with us on the Fan. The Commanders headed into their bye, which we'll talk about in a second. Bill, there was one play going back and watching the all 22 of the game that really stood out to me, where you blew a guy up coming downhill a million miles an hour toward Marcus Mariota at the goal line. Just how much do you feel like you've improved in pass protection, and what kind of work have you been putting in? Because that was an impressive play.
I think it's like I'm finding something to get better at every week, and just trying to just cross that dot so I can just be the best version of myself. But I mean, it was a cat corner. I really was supposed to block the linebacker, and I just seen him flying in, and I was like, can't let him hit my quarterback because he was coming a million miles per hour. So I was like, I just got to pick him up. But I mean, I feel like I'm just getting better every week. And I mean, I feel like the sky's the limit. I just got to just stick to the process and just keep working.
So this week, Chris Rodriguez had the hot hand, was running pretty well. Did they tell you before the game or kind of leading up to it, hey, this is how we see the carries going? Or are you just kind of waiting like the rest of us for your turn to go out there and shine?
Yeah, we all prepare the same. Don't know how it's gonna go until we get in the game, and I mean, that's how it is. He got the hot hand, so I mean, why stop feeding him? And I mean, I'm gonna be on the sideline supporting him just like he does when I got the hot hand. And I mean, we brothers, and it was good to see him go out there and have that success. But I mean, we don't know how it's going to go. It's just however the game flows. So,
what'd you think of how Rodriguez ran the ball? Seemed like a pretty impressive outing for him.
Yeah, it was definitely impressive because like we are all in the same room, and that's what we preach all week. Like we want to show them that this group is capable of doing everything. And that's something we preach. So I mean, it was good for us to go out there and do what we said we was gonna do. We say we wanted to run the ball, and like somebody in the room was gonna do that. And I feel like we came out and we was ready to go.
What's it like in the huddle with Marcus, and what's it like in the huddle with Jaden, given the play calls and kind of talking to you guys in between plays?
I mean, I feel like it's the same. Both of them train like pros, and both of them know the system inside and outside. So it's like it's the same. We're comfortable with both guys calling the plays or inside the huddle. Like they're both a great leader, so it's really no drop off with them calling the plays or like making sure the team is connecting when we're in the huddle. Like they both like if we need a drive, we're like, okay, y'all, like, let's put together a good drive one by one. Like, both of them preaching the same thing. So it's good to have both of those guys.
Bill Krosky Merritt on G&D. All right, the bye week's coming your way now. You get some time away. What are you going to be doing? Are you going on any trips? What do you got planned?
Just with family. I have a turkey drive and a Nike drive giveaway that I want to do. Well, that I am doing Saturday. And just giving away turkeys.
Is that locally or back home?
It's back home.
Nice.
So that's just what I have planned for the bye week, and just be with family for real. Just chill. Get my body reset it. And
where's back home, Bill? Where are you?
Night. Montgomery, Alabama.
All right, Montgomery. So you got the turkey food drive, and so what are you guys? You're just passing out turkeys, or you're? You know, are you going door to door? Are you guys setting up and people
nah,
are coming
just,
to you?
It's just like it's like we rented out this gym, and it's gonna be like games, food. It's gonna be like a Nike giveaway free Nike and Thanksgiving food. So it'll
That's
be
awesome.
Fun.
That's fantastic, man. Do you guys have? Does your family have like one signature Thanksgiving dish that's special to you guys? Like I ran into a family that has like an oyster mac and cheese. Go ahead.
And ham.
Macaroni and ham?
The macaroni, yeah, for sure.
That's like the Krosky Merritt family special? It's what you guys
are
known
like
for?
Yeah, we gotta have that on Thanksgiving.
I'm team macaroni and cheese on Thanksgiving. All right, before we let you go, we were talking earlier about this. I said pajama pants, and everyone was like, isn't it pajama pants? Do you say pajama or pajama?
I say it's called pajama pants.
Right.
That's how you say it, right?
That's what most of us think.
I kind of think so. Maybe I just slipped up, but why is that in my head?
I think it's all pajama pants. I never said pajamas. Oh, no.
You know who says pajamas?
His cousin.
Cousin. Say that? Cousin says cousin. That.
Nah, cousin. Cousin, he, you know, cousin, he still ain't rocking with me, man.
He's not rocking with you.
Oh, man.
I hope cousin's, like, not waiting until y'all win to talk to you again. That would be bad.
I mean, he wouldn't be winning for a long time.
That's true. You guys will get a win against Denver. But it means he hasn't talked to you in, like, 6 weeks.
A lot of silent treatment.
I mean, you haven't pet cousin in 6 weeks at this point.
He's also very proper, and he enunciates his words, so he says pajama. You know, he's like very, very dignified.
I like the idea of cousin having like a, like a
little ascot tie.
I want him to have like an old foghorn leghorn voice, you know? What's that guy?
Oh, whoa there, I say, whoa there. It's pajama, I say.
Hey, Bill, thanks, buddy. Good catching up.
All right, good talking to you.
You see too, buddy. There's Bill Kroski Merritt on Grant and Danny. Here on The Fan. Next, let's get into Shedeur Sanders. Finally got to make his debut. Man, is he a lightning rod. Everything he does, everyone's got to have the hottest take. We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
There, and it was a great feeling for that, but the feeling of losing, that ain't nothing we're gonna get comfortable with, like, on my watch, for sure.
Shedeur Sanders of the Cleveland Browns, who made his much anticipated debut this weekend against the Ravens. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. You're locked into The Fan. So I was watching this game because let's just say I was tangentially interested. Third leg of a parlay on the Ravens getting the job done against the Browns.
Dylan Gabriel in the early going of the game was effective, but everything's underneath pretty much. It's a lot of just short yardage, no A-dot, check downs, and he was getting booed with every completion. Like, they would throw 4 and 5 yards short of the sticks, and they're booing and they're chanting for Shador. I think it's kind of ridiculous, but it is what it is. I understand.
It's not fair to anybody.
No. But this is why drafting two quarterbacks is not generally end well. Mm-hmm. See Cousins and Griffin's relationship here and the toxicity within the fan base.
Well, especially if the second one's the celebrity. In other words, if you drafted Shador Sanders in some meaningless jag in the fifth round or something like that, and you go, well, this is the star. The other guy's just the best on our board. Who cares? You can live with that. But the celebrity is the fifth rounder that's got Mel Kiper crying on air.
My axiom of crying on air popped me. That's pretty good. My axiom
moved
is
to tears after all those years.
I forgot about that. He was going so insane during
like
the draft.
He, like, you know how the judges call it the face?
Yeah.
No one's ever had the bigger face than Mel Kiper that day.
He was so angry that Shador hadn't been drafted. It's true. But I always say my axiom is I don't do celebrity backup quarterbacks. I don't say I don't do celebrity quarterbacks, because I could do celebrity quarterbacks if you're Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, do your Campbell Soup commercial,
go
dude.
Win your MVP award. I don't do celebrity backups, and he is a celebrity backup right now. He might eventually be a starter, but he's currently the backup on the roster. And frankly, it just does not work, because you're trying to develop a guy like Dylan Gabriel, who we have no clue if he could ever develop into being a starter or a decent player in the league or not. Frankly, when I watch him, I think he's a very, very low-end starter, probably a career backup. But regardless, it's early, and he's already, for no reason, having done nothing wrong but trying to execute a terrible offense, the guy that the fan base is rooting against.
Yeah, the villain.
Well, if you didn't have Shador Sanders in the building, that wouldn't be the case. They'd just be excited that there's a rookie out there. So that's number one. But Shador comes in, and people have been so excited. Let's see what it looks like. He played in the preseason. People forget that there were other games after his first initial really good preseason game that didn't go nearly as well. But he had flashed, which is what you want, in his inaugural preseason performance. Danny, it was really ugly.
Yes.
He's 4 for 16 in this game. For 47 yards with an interception. And on the drive after his interception, which was a bad interception, he threw a ball directly into the hands of Kyle Hamilton. He didn't see him. He was kind of rolling to the right toward the sideline, throwing back across his body like a tight end who was on the hash. And Hamilton kind of undercut it and almost had what could have been an interception and a short field on a return. But it went in and out of his hands. So he got lucky that it wasn't two picks. He also took, as you expect, because he holds the ball, some sacks. Now, I will say, on both sides of the aisle here, people who took glee in his bad performance, the response and the vitriol toward him was really weird to me. And also, on the other side, the people who immediately went out to try to make all the excuses and pretend like the game hadn't just happened or that it doesn't count because it was only a half or because it was off the bench or whatever. You know, Josina Anderson is an example I'll give you.
I mean, embarrassing herself, quite frankly.
It was quite literally one of the more embarrassing sprees on social media that I'd ever seen. Like, she would post a clip and say, Shador Sanders, comma, who hasn't taken any first-team reps, comma, makes a great throw that falls incomplete, period. Or, I'm paraphrasing, but it's something along those lines. And it's like, what are you talking about? She showed, like, the one completion he had that was a decent play went to Jerry Jeudy, I think, or
who
something.
Who made three people miss, broke two tackles. It was an unbelievable effort. And she said, I have it in front of me. I've been waiting for this moment.
It.
Here was the against all odds, 3rd and 10 completion by Shador Sanders, under 2 minutes, hashtag Browns.
So it was like a 4-yard throw where he makes two guys miss, gets to the six, runs out of bounds at an angle for 10.5. And she called it the against all odds, against a preventative, like, soft defense, basically.
The line of scrimmage was the 40. It was caught at the 38. Again, it's the right play.
So 2-yard throw.
Yes, the ball trapped. Now he backed up because he's avoiding the rush.
Yes,
it was actually a perfectly nice play. And
but an 8 out of 2.
It went to Jeudy, who made two people miss, a third guy, outran him, little spin, just an unbelievable play, individual effort by Jerry Jeudy, the right play by Sanders. Even if you don't get the first down, you're probably going for it there, you live to fight another day, whatever. But the phrasing, the against all odds.
But it's so annoying.
The cheerleading for it is, what is it?
That,
why?
That's what it is. Stop cheerleading.
Why can't it just be, hey, nice play here by the kid?
But this is why I would not have drafted Shedeur Sanders, respectfully to him. You've done nothing wrong. You're a victim in all of this. But when you played in the preseason, LeBron's posting your stat sheet saying you should be the starter. When you come out into the game and go 4-for-16 for 47 yards and an interception, you know, there are people all over the country suggesting that I set you up to fail, that I didn't call the game that could have allowed you to succeed, that, you know, you're the guy setting protections. There are some plays where guys are coming free, and the screen grabs from national people, players in other sports, whatever, are, oh, they're getting my guy killed here, you know, whatever the commentary was from, you know, analysts or Colorado fans or, you know, whoever it may have been, like Shedeur backers, let's say. So when that's the case, and there's just already this toxicity to it, it's in a bad place to get started. Because I don't know why, but people get so dug in here. Where,
without
like,
a doubt. And whatever happens has to confirm your narrative.
Yeah,
so now
you've already decided. Either Shedeur Sanders stinks, see, he went 4-for-16 on one side, or the other side, Josina Anderson's already decided. He's screwed. They've done a bad by him. He's actually an amazing player who should be starting. And so you can't just say he came in and didn't play well and didn't get many reps. It's the 1 10-yard completion on a 2-yard throw is against all odds and the throw of the year. And, you know, the stuff that didn't go well was, you know, that he'd never practiced with anyone. It's really, I can't remember a guy in a debut where it was more toxic.
Yeah, and again, I feel like we're picking on Josina Anderson. I don't mean to, but this is the example because it was so prominent.
Symbolic of the coverage.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
She's a name that people know nationally.
Yes, and her 250-some thousand Twitter follows. She now is on a crusade about how he hasn't gotten any first-team reps. And so that's the only reason, that's the only cause, that's the only explanation. And anybody kind of going, you know, why are you doing this? It's sort of like, why aren't you doing it? These like weird overtures and everything about it's so odd, to your point, that there can't be a legitimate discussion. Probably true, by the way, that the guy that started off as what, the third or fourth string quarterback, didn't get enough first team reps. You have backup quarterbacks weighing in on it. Yeah, it's one of the hardest things to do, by the way, especially for a young backup, where your reps are scout team reps doing another team's offense. That's as good as it's going to get for you. You've got to do some mental stuff. It is one of the hardest things to do to not, like if you're a veteran experienced guy like a Marcus Mariota or, you know, or someone that's been around, you've prepped, you understand what it takes. When you are still learning that as a rookie, really hard to be the backup, right?
Yeah,
with kind of your normal situation.
Has started enough games that he comes in for Rodgers getting hurt in this game and goes 12 of 16 for 127 and a touchdown. And sometimes you're going to come in and play badly. You know, maybe the offense doesn't have momentum. Maybe, you know, the game situation's not great, whatever. But it didn't go very well in the initial start, and that's okay. It's your first ever NFL action. It's really, really hard, and you haven't had the reps. That's good context. But I'll be curious to see now. I mean, if Dylan Gabriel's healthy, I'm sure he'll start in the game. But one thing I want to give Shedeur Sanders credit for was at the podium, he actually basically asked fans to stop booing Dylan Gabriel.
I thought that was great by him, by the way.
I thought it was an amazing moment. Really good teammate, you know, solid guy moment where he's going, hey, I know you guys are supporting me and I really appreciate that, but it doesn't help Dylan Gabriel or the Browns if you're booing this guy every time he turns around because you want to see me. So thanks for supporting me, but chill on that. I actually loved that.
I did too. Yeah, I thought that was great and wise beyond his years.
And to that point, like, he's not bringing this on himself. All he's ever done is want to go play football. This is part of the tough thing about being Deion Sanders' kid. I guess to an extent, you know, when you run into the game and you're like doing the I can't hear you, I can't hear you. I mean, he revels in it some. He does the watch thing in college or whatever. I'm not saying he's like a complete victim for all the coverage. But my point is just he is not asking anybody to make the polarizing take right after he plays.
Right. The fault, if there is such a thing, was in the draft process where the league spoke and you have a choice. Well, you accept that or you don't. And everybody, you know, again, was dug in and had their opinions. Now all he's trying to do is play football. I don't fault that at all, to your point. Yeah, I mean, you want to revel in something or get people excited, that's okay. This isn't like Money Manziel fingers or him flipping the then Redskins the bird during a preseason game. None of that stuff is happening. All he's trying to do is to your point, is play well in a really tough circumstance in an organization that goes through quarterbacks like I go through underpants.
Totally.
It is a disaster. It will always be a disaster. They always do it wrong. Whatever it is, yeah. They're paying seven guys that aren't this guy, by the way, to play quarterback for them. Numbers approximate, but it's close.
Even when it goes well, Baker Mayfield, yeah. It ends up terrible.
It ends up worse, yeah. So he's set up to fail. I think that's obvious. He also didn't play very well, didn't look comfortable. I get that, though. I get all of it.
Yeah. I've had so many conversations with buddies all season long because he's one of the bigger stars.
You can't not talk about
honestly,
him.
Honestly, in the league, about why they're not playing him and basically this idea that he's a victim that should be playing. And my point is always, and sometimes you're wrong on this, I admit this, but do you really think if at the most important position in the league, a guy is showing in the building every day and at practice that he is going to be a stud, that they wouldn't play this guy? Do you really think that Dillon Gabriel, as pedestrian as he has been and as much a jag as it looks like he's eventually going to be, do you think they would hesitate to play Shedeur Sanders if veteran players were coming to Kevin Stefanski's office and saying, Shedeur gives us the best shot, we need this guy, we need to play this guy? Like, come on. You watch practice, coach. Look how good he is. It's the quarterback position, man. Stefanski's job's on the line. You know, you got a GM whose job's on the line. You think if they thought he was the best quarterback in the building, they wouldn't be playing him? That's always my logic when it's like these fans are acting like they've got it out for Shedeur Sanders. They drafted him. Why do they want him to fail? I don't understand that thinking. I never will.
Yeah, the idea that there's some sort of conspiratorial sabotage.
Right, they're sabotaging him, or they don't want him to play because they're hiding that he's better.
You mean the guy on the hot seat that's about to get fired at the end of this year?
That's my point.
That guy is sabotaging? Yeah, I mean, listen.
You think they wouldn't kill for a quarterback who could play at a high level to win games?
Right, they're not good. I mean, our buddy Tay from the Jets just sent us a screen cap where there are quite literally three Browns to one side blocking one guy, and there's a free rusher coming. I don't know if that's on Sanders for the protection being wrong. I don't know if it's on alignment. I don't know who it's
he
on.
He sets the protection generally.
Yeah, but the whole point is it's wrong. That's bad. Okay? Like, yeah, he's with a bad organization that's not going to give a lot of people a chance. So who knows? But, yeah, but the idea that people have to be dug in and after this weird first debut on their, I don't know if it's their fourth quarterback it's played from this year or third, but that's kind of the average. They average 3.5 a year. That this is some kind of definitive. It's not, but everybody's so dug in that their narrative has to win.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Commanders might be in a really good spot to have a bounce back season where they get back into the playoffs next year. We'll explain next on the Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
As disheartening as this season has been, it does feel like if the Commanders hit on their big decisions this offseason, they might be able to get right pretty quickly and get back into the mix next year. I saw this idea floating around on social media of what kind of offseason looms for Washington. They're going to have $90 million. We've talked about it, but I think they're third in cap space right now going into the offseason. So between that and they're now up to number 7 overall in the draft order. They don't have a lot of picks. We've discussed ad nauseum the fact that they had the fewest picks in the NFL last season, and they're on a pace right now to have one of the fewest pick totals in the NFL this season. They'll have the fewest through 4 rounds, which is only 2 picks, by the way, in the first and the third rounds. They don't have a number 2. They don't have a number 4. They only pick 5 times in the first 145, which is awful. So you're getting basically 2 guys that will contribute any amount legitimately next year. But Danny, if you hit on pick 7 and pick 71 right now, rounds 1 and 3, and if you do some things in free agency, I think the schedule's going to be way softer. Hopefully they're going to have potentially a last place schedule if they keep on losing. At best, you know, they're going to finish third, so maybe a third place schedule. You're going to have Daniels back healthy. There's going to be a regression to the mean with some of the things that went the wrong direction this year. I could see them getting right back into the wild card convo next year pretty easily. But again, it's going to take a really good offseason. They can't swing and miss a bunch. But assuming Adam Peters is who we think he is and they go out and they make some shrewd moves, why couldn't they be right back in the playoffs?
So here's my – I'm of two minds. I'll do my argument against first. I think you need to hit on a lot of those Cleveland Farrell tier moves that they did last year, they didn't this year. Right. When they went and got Cleveland Farrell, Dante Fowler, Jeremy Chinn, a bunch of these dudes for zero money, and they all played like frontline starters, or at least A starters, B starters, whatever you want to call it. Maybe not blue chip, but you know, green chip or whatever kind of is good, but they were plus in a lot of spots. And that same caliber of move, it feels like they're over this year. Your big fish, your Marshawn Lattimore's, you know, have to work, right? So when you go big ticket hunting, Laremy Tunsil, win. Deebo Samuel, despite some injury, I would say is a win for a fifth rounder. You're 2 out of 3 in that regard. Those things have to be at a very high percentage when you commit big resources, be it draft pick, be it big salary years, et cetera. It's got to be really, really good. The number of players and pieces you've got to be right about for me, because you start counting it up. They need... How many new defensive ends do you think? 1, maybe 2, 1 guy front line, 1 guy rotating, maybe 3. How many new linebackers do you need? At least 1, maybe 2. How many safeties do you need? At least 1, maybe 2, 1 new corner. You just do the math right there. How many new, you know, Zach Ertz replacements? Maybe it's none, maybe it's Sinnott. 1 receiver could take the top off. You start adding up the numbers. There's a lot of pieces, a lot of shopping to do. It's hard to get that much right year over year. And they got it right in year 1. They got a big wrong in year 2. The average somewhere in the middle. Is that enough to put you in that 9 and 10 win range?
Well, maybe the conversation comes back to where all of our conversations about this team start, which is Jaden Daniels and his level of play.
Mm-hmm.
If we're saying that last year he had an A-plus grade in our course of NFL football, and I know you graded him lower than I did when we did this after his last performance against Seattle, but I think you had him at like a C-minus or something. And I had him, I thought, it like a B-minus or whatever. But let's say this year's a C for Jaden Daniels and last year was an A. Does he play at an A level again? Because an A level with a top 10 pick, with two contributors in the first three rounds, and I know that's not a given when you look at last year's second round and the misses that they've had in the draft. With $90 million in free agency and swinging and hitting like they did on Laremy Tunsil at tight end, swinging and hitting, you know, like they did this past year on Deebo Samuel in the for a fifth-round pick at either speed positions like wide receiver or running back or at inside linebacker or something. If they can make a couple moves that work like that, I'm not saying they're going to be 12 wins good like they were last year.
Right.
To me, that ship has sailed. But could they be a 10-win team that could compete for the wild card? Definitely. If Daniels is excellent. And that's what the whole thing comes back to me. I want to get people's thoughts on that next at 800-636-1067. Do you think they are an offseason away from being able to fix this? They're going to have the third most cap space, $90 million. They could end up with a top five pick the way things are headed. They might even be in the top five by the time the Broncos game ends on Sunday Night Football after the bye. Who knows? They could pick in the top three. And if that's the case, you could trade down. And we're talking about how few picks they're going to have. They might be able to make two picks in the second round, two picks in the third round, and a pick in the fourth round or something crazy like that. And actually add some quantity with some quality if they were to move down once or twice. Or do you think this is a much longer process? Do you think they shouldn't even try to turn this around in an offseason and they should think about 2 or 3 years from now? That's the question on Grant and Danny. Here on The Fan, our football discussion today is presented by Paramount Plus. You can always count on Paramount Plus on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.